I picked up on the very end of Samuel. It says, meanwhile, the boy Samuel kept growing up and was more and more liked by both the Lord and the people. And then if you go over to the end of Luke chapter 2, verse 52, it says, Jesus matured in wisdom and in years and in favor with God and with people. There's a little similarity there, isn't there not? There's a little similarity. What is the common message? Maturity. Growing up and continuing on. You know, we talk about kindness and patience and I don't know about you, but as a young man, I was not kind or patient or gentle or any of those. Which side are you going to go on? Are you going to go on? Are you going to choose the dark side? Or are you going to choose the light? Are you going to choose a false prophet? Or are you going to choose eternity? We talk about the Prince of Peace a lot. We talk about Jesus as being the Prince of Peace. But did he have a lot of peace in his life? Not really. You know, he was in a lot of turmoil all throughout his life. I can imagine from 12 to 31, 32, he had a lot of turmoil in his life as he grew up in maturity and wisdom. But yet, that's what he did. He took all the attributes that we have listed in Colossians: compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, and tolerance for each other. And then you put it all together into love, which is the perfect bond of unity. When we go about our day-to-day lives here, we're just finishing Christmas season, right? And it's all, everyone's, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. The next day, you know, if you see the same people, it's like, oh, it's Christmas is over now. Why do we have to have that? Why can't we say Merry Christmas all throughout the year? Huh? Why can't we be compassionate all throughout the year? Why can't we share the love of Christ all throughout the year? Well, you know, I think it's in our human nature that the evil one continues to work with us and tries to nurture us into his image, the image of darkness. I'm going to put a name to it, Darth Vader. And in the story of Star Wars, there's another generation Darth Vader. And he saw the light, but then he quickly put it in a bushel basket and went to the dark side. Destruction. So, in this season of Christmas, it's the first Sunday after Christmas. In this season of new inventions, new creations, let us be one on the bright side, on the light side. The light, may the light continue to shine in your hearts. And share the good news of the risen Christ with a hurting world. Let us pray.